Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will discuss the distance that a person needs to keep when he does certain activities, the distance that needs to be kept from his friend's property line because of the damage that these activities could potentially cause. The Mishnah says, Lo yachbor adam bor. A person cannot dig a pit, samach leboro shel chavero, that's next to his friend's pit, and not a different type of a pit. This is a space that's dug out that is thick, that is long and narrow. Velo ma'ara, which would a ma'ara is commonly translated as a cave, but it includes any square dugout area that has a roof to it. Velo amas hamayim, and not a stream of water. Velo nivrecha sakovsin, and not a pool for washing clothes. You can't dig any of these areas. Ella im kein hirchik mikosel chavero shlosha tvachim v'sad basid. Unless he distances any of these dugout areas from the wall of his friend by 3 tvachim, in addition to that, he also has to coat these dugout areas with sid, with plaster. Now the Gemara explains that when it says from the wall of his friend, it really means the wall of his friend's bor, his friend's pit. And the concern is that by digging out these areas in your property, you're going to be weakening the area for his bor, for his wall of his bor, and that's why you need to set that distance. So really what comes out is, since you have to distance 3 tefachim, the wall of his bor also needs to be 3 tefachim. So the total of what you need to distance between one bor and the other is a total of 6 tefachim. Now, not only if your friend has a bor in his property do you need to distance 6 total tefachim or 3 tefachim from the property line, but even if he potentially could want to dig a bor in that area. It's an area where pits can be dug normally. You also have to distance it a total of 3 tefachim from the property line, so that he can also distance 3 tefachim from the property line and dig a bor potentially. Now the Mishnah will discuss items that need to be kept distant from your neighbor's wall that's made out of bricks. The Mishnah says, Marchikin es a gefes, you need to distance gefes. Gefes are the dregs that are left over from pressed olives, and those have a tendency to be warm. Vesa zevel, and also manure. Vesa melach, and salt. Vesa sid, and plaster. Vesa sloyim, also certain types of stones. All of these things, if they are gathered together, they have the capacity to have a deleterious effect. They have some sort of corrosive effect on the bricks in another person's wall. So therefore, you have to distance them, because lo shel chavero shlosh tefachim, a distance of 3 tefachim away from your friend's brick wall, v'sad basid, or you can plaster the wall with plaster, and that would be sufficient, and you could then put the items right up against the wall. So in this case, it means either you distance it or you use the plaster method. In the Reisha earlier, when we mentioned plaster, it was in addition to the distance. Other items that need to be placed at a distance from your friend's brick wall, marchikin es hazroyim, you have to distance plants, v'sa machresha, or a plow, ves miraglayim, urine, minakosel, from your friend's brick wall, shlosha tefachim, by 3 tefachim, again, because it could have a corrosive effect. Umarchikin es areichayim, and you need to distance a millstone, a mill, from your friend's wall, shlosha min hashechev, 3 tefachim from the bottom part of the mill, shein arba min harechev, which is 4 tefachim from the upper millstone, which is slightly smaller than the bottom millstone. Ves hatanur, and when it comes to distancing a tanur, which also has to be kept away from your friend's brick wall, shloshim min akilya, 3 from the tefachim from the base, shein arba min asafa, which is 4 from the lip and the top of the tanur. Tanur is not a perfect cylinder, but rather it's conical, and therefore the top is not as wide as the bottom. Therefore, it's 3 tefachim from the bottom, 4 tefachim from the top. Now, all of this was that we discussed was regarding a brick wall. However, when it's a wall made out of stones, that it's sufficient, the Gemara says, to distance just one tefach. And if we're dealing with not made of individual stones, but one solid piece of stone that the wall is made out of, you don't need to have any distance at all, because there will be no corrosion occurring, and any of the activities such as milling, etc., will not have a deleterious effect.